What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Thursday, April 25th. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments about whether Donald Trump has presidential immunity from the federal election subversion case against him. The former president's lawyers argue he's protected from criminal prosecution for acts taken while in office. But based on the justices' questions, it seems they're skeptical that Trump has absolute immunity. The court seems to be trying to determine whether Trump's actions were, quote, private, or if they fell under his official duties as president, which would entitle him to immunity. Some of the liberal justices are pushing Trump's attorney on just how far presidential immunity could go, like Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could.
But the justices also questioned the 2020 election subversion case, suggesting they would likely send the case back to a district court for more review, and that would push back the trial even more. Former tabloid executive David Pecker is back on the stand today in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. The former National Enquirer publisher has been granted immunity in the federal investigation in exchange for his testimony. Pecker testified about an alleged deal he helped broker with adult film star Stormy Daniels, which is at the center of the case. She says she was paid off to keep quiet about an alleged affair she had with Trump before the 2016 election, which Trump denies. Pecker also said he arranged to catch and kill a story about another affair Trump denies, between him and model and actress Karen McDougal. According to prosecutors, the National Enquirer's parent company, American Media Inc., agreed to pay McDougal $150,000 to keep quiet about the allegations, which Trump also denies. Prosecutors allege the hush money payments were part of an illegal conspiracy to undermine the integrity of the 2016 presidential election. The latest GDP report is rattling Wall Street. According to the Commerce Department, the U.S. economy grew by 1.6% in the first quarter, a much slower pace than expected. The report, dashing investors' hopes for federal interest rate cuts. All three major U.S. indexes fell, with the Dow falling more than 400 points. But economic growth remains healthy. Consumer spending, which accounts for the lion's share of the economic input, slowed in the first quarter. But Americans are still opening their wallets, which is keeping the economy afloat for now. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry resigned today. Now a transitional council looks to gain control of the Caribbean nation that's been dealing with chaos and gang violence in recent weeks. Henry's office says Haiti's finance minister has been appointed as interim prime minister until a new government is formed. The committee will hold certain presidential powers until a new president-elect is inaugurated, which must happen no later than February 7, 2026. Coming up, the first city ever to start charging people just to walk around in it.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, welcome back. Venice, Italy is now the first city in the world to charge day trippers an entry fee. There have been protests against the move resulting in clashes with police.
Viviamo e qui restiamo. Qui viviamo.
Some locals took to the streets waving banners and holding up their passports in anger at the city being put behind a barrier in the style of a theme park or museum.
This access ticket has been called a flow management system, but it manages nothing. It regulates nothing. Tourists can enter in any quantity, and there is no maximum number.
The long-awaited access contribution is being run as a pilot project until mid-July to see if the city can make the system work. Anybody visiting Venice as a tourist for the day must pay the equivalent of a $5.40 charge if they arrive between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tourists staying overnight don't have to pay, as an overnight tax is already added to their accommodation bills. The only exceptions are for residents of Venice and people who were born there. That's a wrap. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.